This episode of Therapy Insiders is brought to you by WebPT, the ultimate EMR for physical therapists. Give them a call at 866-221-1870 for a free demo. Check them out on the web at webpt.com/podcast. And if you're interested in business, we talk about plenty of business on this podcast, you definitely want to check out ascend2015.com, the ultimate rehab therapy business summit. It's going to have some of the biggest, best, brightest names in the field. I'll be there. You definitely want to be there. Check it out. Hello, welcome back to Therapy Insiders, part of the UpDoc Media family. I'm Dr. Gene Shirakabrad here with Dr. Ersin Religioso. Urs, how you doing?
I'm well. How are you, Gene?
Not too bad. So I think I would classify us as fairly social people, wouldn't you?
Sure. I love people.
You love people?
I do.
You're out and about. You teach some courses. But when I say social, I'm kind of talking more social media, a digital kind of social.
I would also agree with that.
You, you've been doing a little bit more.
I fancy the social media. Yeah.
Than I, or at least a little bit longer than I. You've kind of built a business around it, and you supplement other businesses with it, right? I mean, it's an important part of helping your business thrive. Would you
absolutely
say?
I think anyone with a business should be using social media. Absolutely, and there's several different outlets they should be using, and certain ways they should use it, and it's. If you do it right, it's almost like free advertising.
It is, and you get a big bang for your buck a lot of times, a big ROI, but I think it's also very important in strategic planning, in the future of your business. And we talk business a lot on this podcast, and we talk about, last time we talked about setting up cash PT businesses with Aaron LeBauer. We talked branding, we've talked different strategies, but we haven't really hit on social media. And so we decided let's talk about it because it's super important. And honestly, I don't think healthcare and medicine in general is really caught up yet in the social media world, or they don't really know how to integrate it going forward. We talked a little bit about branding with Larry Benz, and we talked how a lot of clinics rely on word of mouth branding and word of mouth marketing, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's just, it's not a good sustainable, it's not a good growth strategy. It's very passive, and we want to be a little bit more active. So we decided to kind of switch gears a little bit, and instead of bringing on guests that are in our field, we decided to kind of step away a little bit and bring in an expert in the social media world. And our guest today is Anna Hendricks, and Anna's been on Twitter, and I've been following Anna on Twitter for a little while now, and I love the content that she's putting out, and it's so useful and actionable, and not just marketing, which I think most people think of social media for other companies, but for healthcare. I mean, it's very relatable. So we'll chat a little bit today with Anna about that. So Anna, thanks so much for joining us.
No, thanks for having me. Thrilled to be here.
So we've talked a little bit about kind of on the back end of healthcare, and you mentioned yourself that you think healthcare is something that's going to really grow with social media. It's still developing. What do you foresee in terms of integration of social media for healthcare or even small business healthcare in terms of helping them grow?
I think that healthcare is a very rich environment for social media because there's a lot, there's pretty much endless possibilities for storytelling within that industry. You know, whether it's a client story, a good story, a tragic story, you know, a lot of emotions are wrapped up in healthcare. And anytime that you're storytelling online for marketing, you know, emotions have to be the foundation of that storytelling to actually connect with people on the other side, to really build a brand, to really make people feel something for a business. Because emotions are the major driver of all of our online and offline actions. So the healthcare community is just it's a really rich environment in which to connect with people.
Definitely. And we actually, I don't know if you've been listening to our podcast, I'd like to assume you were, because you're talking about emotion, whether you were or not. That's just what I'm going to think, because it makes me feel better. But we've talked probably the last two or three episodes with our various guests about emotion and how to sell emotion. And that's a big difference between kind of having just people and kind of evangelists for your brand is the emotion, the connection, and that separation between just putting out a product versus selling them on the brand emotion, like Apple, like Starbucks, because it goes beyond the product. That's why people buy Apple, because their specs aren't necessarily as up as some other companies, but people really resonate with the culture, with the idea, and the emotion of it, like Ersin. Ersin's a huge Apple fan. So how can a clinic sell their story on social media or create that emotion?
Well, I think that it would depend on the clinic, obviously. Sure. There's a wide variety of stories. You know, you're going to really want to utilize anything around visual storytelling, whether that's putting together an actual slideshow of something going on, or telling the story of the employees who are behind the scenes, the doctors who are behind the scenes, the processes, you know, the actual things that make a clinic a clinic. I think a lot of people, you know, when I go to the doctor's office and I'm sitting there, I'm wondering why it is I'm sitting there so long. I'm wondering what's going on, because, you know, I have no idea. So if you actually want to really start, you know, being able to tap into connecting with people on the other side, you've got to put yourself in their shoes and think about what they would be interested in and what would actually help them become intrigued with whatever it is that you're doing. You know, you could start telling those stories. You can obviously use, you know, patient stories, success stories. There's really, it's a very general question, because there's just so much. I don't even know where to start. But really, I think that, you know, the most important thing with storytelling is to have a goal ahead of time, to know what it is that you're trying to communicate, to be clear on, you know, what the end goal is for the storytelling, and then go about putting those pieces together. And the more visual you can be, the better, whether that's, you know, with photos or with video. Either one are just fantastic content avenues for businesses to connect with people through social media.
I think that's a great point that people always forget. And I read a lot of great blog posts out there, but I probably stumble upon it because I know it's a good site, not because there's any kind of gravatar that's attached to it. And there's a lot of amazing sites out there that just have failed to attach a good picture, or the picture's so small that some other picture pops up from their website that has nothing to do with the site. So, you know, whether you something has to attract your eye to the post to begin with. And I think it's got to be an interesting picture.
Yeah, that's it's honestly one of my biggest pet peeves when I'm putting together content for clients. It's like, I mean, the Huffington Post is a fantastic example. They still have not realized that we are in a visual age, and they still are not utilizing photos with their stories. So when I want to share something, I actually have to go a step further and find a photo for it if I actually want to use it. I've basically completely stopped sharing their content for some time now because they just refuse to add photos. And so, you know, in addition to not just the brand, but if you want your content to be shareable, if you want other people to start sharing what it is that you're doing, you need to also take that into consideration. You know, for marketers, but also for grabbing the attention of just anyone who comes across it. You know, they're not going to, like, I'm not going to share an article on my personal Facebook page if it's boring, you know, if it's not, doesn't catch my eye.
And that's the emotion of it too, right? I mean, people at quick glance, words don't necessarily create that emotional connection. Words can catch your eye, and that's why you have to be really good at headline writing as well, right? That's kind of like that initial initial catch. That's the grab. So if you have that combination of a really great image plus a really well-written headline, then you have this kind of effect of really grabbing somebody's attention to want to go the next step, because that's what you really want, right? It's not necessarily having a huge following or being super popular. It's having that interaction, the engagement that you want with the community.
Well, going back to the emotions piece, I actually put together a presentation for the Social Media Strategy Summit in New York City in June, and it was all about emotions. And when you are wanting to include those visual elements, it all comes back to the fact that social media erupted the way it did because it allowed for humans to interact in a human way and to begin, communicating with each other on a human level. And when you're just utilizing text or you're not going that extra step to include something that's visual or include something that comes, from the gut, then you're missing that whole piece. You're thinking too much about the bottom line. You're thinking too much about converting and what you can do to get yours. Social media is so huge because it is the human to human interaction that's happening. And so anytime that, a lot of business owners, I see this all the time, they're so concerned about using social media to make money that they forget who they're marketing to. They forget who they're talking to, who they're creating stories for. They forget that it's actual people on the other side, people just like the ones that they love and interact with every day. They're not just numbers.
So
And that's
they're
something
mostly
huge to take
selling
into
at
account.
people instead of talking with people and being engaging and social.
Well, yeah, exactly. Exactly. And that happens all the time. And I mean, the thing is, I can't necessarily think badly of anyone for that, because if I didn't know anything about social media and I got on social media, I would think, well, I just need to, this is where I can promote my stuff. And this is, I mean, I understand that line of thinking. It makes sense if you don't understand what marketing is and if you don't understand what social media is, which it's not this strange esoteric thing that it used to be. It's a lot more understandable for folks just because more and more people are joining social media every day. But it's still for business owners, for industries who are trying to tap into it, it's still something that's really kind of outside their comfort zone. And they don't know exactly how to act because every social network has a different culture and has a different way of communicating. So you have to be able to acclimate to all of those different things. And as time moves forward, all of these different environments just mature more and more. So there's even more that you have to stay on top of, and even more you have to know, and even more you have to be aware of in order, to rise to the top.
Anna, let me ask you a professional question then. What would you say of the newer social media networks like Instagram, or what's the other one with the, or Vine? What would you say is a newer platform that most people who are probably embracing social media but haven't used yet, what would you tell them to use? Because most people are maybe already using kind of Facebook and Twitter, which are the go-tos, and they've been around for a while. What about the newer social media platforms or like Pinterest? What do you think about them?
Well, first, it depends on your industry, obviously. If we're talking about healthcare specifically, then I would say jump right into Instagram. Vine's been around for quite a while now. I love Vine. I spend a ton of time on it. I can lose a ton of time on it. People, what they can do in 6 seconds is just mind-blowing to me. It's brilliant. I've made vines, for a very short amount of time and then let that go because it's just too intimidating for me personally. Brands, who have the resources and have the money to really put time and effort into creating vines, that's awesome. They're creating really cool stuff. Instagram, well, Pinterest is very, very visual. And it can drive a lot of traffic to your website, but you really need to be producing a ton of visual content. And I would say that most healthcare providers, regardless of, whether it's a hospital or a clinic or like a private physician, are not generating enough visual content for them actually to be interesting on on Pinterest. Not that that's something they should completely brush aside by any means, but I would certainly recommend Instagram over, you know, the top ones at this point in time. Instagram has been bought by Facebook. The amount of users on Instagram are just incredible. I don't even know what the numbers are anymore. Advertising is just getting ready to really start happening on more of like a mid-level sized business or a medium business level. But it's just where a lot of people are spending time. In addition, any brand, regardless of how boring or dry or anything your industry is, you can humanize yourself on Instagram. It's not easy, but it is very straightforward. Unlike Twitter, where you really have to get a handle on the language, or unlike Facebook, where you've got a lot of different things that you can do, a lot of different strategies that you can implement, a lot of different content types that you can use. You know, Instagram, when I fell madly in love with it, that was why, because it was so simple and straightforward.
And super visual still. I mean, one of the big things in particular in physical therapy is we have a bit of an identity crisis in that most people don't really know physical therapists do. Most people kind of have that association. Well, let me ask you, when I say physical therapy, what do you think of?
Physical therapy, you had an accident and you need to go back and
you can't even formulate a thought. Like,
oh my gosh, this is such a bad
brand.
Okay, this is exactly what's wrong with our brand, people.
I'm not the type of person who's a doctor. I go if I'm like dying, and that's literal. So I'm probably the last person that you'd want to ask.
That's not true. Our business is people.
Yes.
You know, we can help. You don't have to be dying. I mean, if you can't move well, if you can't perform well, it's not the... You know, it's not just pain, or it's not I'm dying, or I can't do it. My back pain has been going on for 8 months, and it hasn't been going away. And this is just a huge problem.
Right. And that's kind of like the whole point of social media is your demographic. I mean, it's letting people know when you say physical therapy that your first thought isn't which essentially though it was. I mean, when I asked you that, you couldn't have a concrete thought come to mind of what physical therapy or what you would need physical therapy for. And then eventually you thought of injury, which Urson said is not the case. And I think Instagram would be a great example. Like you said, it's a huge audience, but it's very visual. It's a way to paint a picture tell a story through pictures and kind of rebrand an entire profession and make it more human and make it more, not necessarily appealing, but structured in terms of thought. We can create a new thought. But if we let's say want to move a little bit more into a smaller focus, and we're talking more small business, private practice clinics, and people just want to drive attention to their clinic, and they want to target a certain audience, what are some good ways or some good social media channels for people to do that?
So they want to drive traffic to these places?
Sure. Or if they want to do some ads through social media and they want to target a specific demographic and in a certain region, can people do that?
On Facebook, they can do that. Twitter ads give you those, you know, they have that built into their ad structure, but we haven't seen verifiable results with Twitter ads enough for me to go rah-rah for it. I think Twitter ads is where Facebook ads were about, you know, 3 or 4 years ago. They're still new. They're still figuring it out. In addition, they're still learning how to show culpability on their end. The numbers just don't align, you know, from what they've shown us to what we've seen, you know, through Google Analytics and other avenues. With Facebook marketing, there's all sorts of local ads. You can get really, really niche with your targets. That would be the only ads that you can actually run would be through Facebook. I know that Pinterest is doing ads now. but we haven't really started working with too many businesses that are utilizing Pinterest, much less utilizing Pinterest ads at this point.
What about still the big boy in all this, Google? Google Display Networks, do you still use those? Do you still recommend those? Because I still actually use Google a lot. I don't have a clinic. I have separate businesses. You sell a product, which is a little bit different beast. But Google, I feel like I get the biggest bang for my buck with Google and reach a huge audience. I still use Facebook as well. Facebook ads are pretty good. Do you still recommend Google? Do you use it yourself?
That would be PPC and SEO, which my agency doesn't specialize in. So I'm not the person that you'd want to talk to about that.
Gotcha. So it's just a different world. But
correct. Yeah. It's totally different.
I would agree with you, though, Gene, in terms of Google AdWords giving me much better ROI. The problem with Facebook, and I have no problem advertising on both, but I put an equal amount in my budget for both my services and my products, you know, my seminars and my clinic and my products. So when I look at my analytics and my metrics, the problem with Facebook ads is that your ad will pop up. I mean, it's how you and I met, right? My ads were popping up all over your timeline.
They just would not stop. Every time I turned on Facebook, I saw his mug on it, and I finally had to email him and said, dude, what the hell is going on with you?
Yeah, well, the worst part is they pop up on my timeline, too. And every time I'm scrolling down, I'm like, oh, what if my ad just popped up on my own timeline? Like, that's, I don't want to see my ads. There should be some sort of, you know, AI that kind of prevents that. But people just, in my experience, they like a Facebook ad. And even if you say, like, don't like this, please click on it. If you just even request it on the post, people just like it. Versus on Google, it's everywhere, you know, whether it's in your Gmail, if you're using desktop or whatever service of theirs using, you know, they give all their services for free. But the more you stay in their infrastructure, the more ads they can serve to you based on your interests and what you're typing in and on their chats and their emails and everything. But again, when you see a Google ad, you click on it. There's no option to like it. You know, if it piques your interest, you click on it, you're taken right to the site. Versus on Facebook, I find that people, a lot of times, they just like it instead of actually clicking on it.
And that's part of being social. People want to kind of invest in saying they like it.
I would ask, you know, who is creating your Facebook ads? Because Facebook ads are extremely complex. They're very in-depth. There are hundreds of professionals who do nothing but Facebook ads and do extremely well. You know, Facebook ads is typically the marketers who are having issues with it, the typical business owners who are having issues with it, it's just because they don't understand it. And unless this is really something you specialize in, which is why I have a Facebook ads specialist on my team, because I can't even stay up to date with all that stuff. I can't, it's very, very in depth. I was thrilled when I brought him onto my team so that I could delete all of the education that I had signed up for to try and stay on top of it. It is, I would say, 90% user error when it comes to Facebook ads, because a good Facebook ad, like, they wouldn't be making as much money as they are if they weren't successful. And I was actually just speaking with a social media, like, top strategist, for a healthcare community who is, Facebook ads are just insanely, insanely successful for him. And he's actually a PPC specialist. So he typically works with Google ads, but he has completely shifted into Facebook ads. So just throwing that out there, if it's something that you're actually having a professional do for you and you're not getting the results that you're looking for, it's certainly something to take into consideration. But Facebook is blowing up for a reason. And not that Google ads don't do their job. It's not, you know, that's not my specialty, so I can't speak on that. But within the healthcare community, Facebook ads are absolutely fantastic. But you're going to have someone running them, setting them up, and working them so that they're not, like you say, popping up in your own timeline. There are controls for that. There are ways to bypass that. There are ways, you know, like, that's just all in the setup. But unless you're a specialist and you spend, you know, all your time and focus on really honing in on what's going on, like, they just completely redid their dashboard. And one of the guys on my team is talking about, you know, creating a course just on this dashboard. There's a ton of information in there. So
this episode of Therapy Insiders is sponsored by WebPT, as we mentioned, the ultimate EMR for physical therapists. But what makes them the ultimate EMR, I'm sure you're wondering. I decided to ask Anne, a longtime user of WebPT. Here's what she had to say.
I really like the fact that I can send my notes right through WebPT. I can fax them to physicians so that they can see the plan of care and sign it and send it back. My logo is on everything that I send out, and it's all legible. So it really saves me a lot of time in the end because I don't have calls back from either insurance companies or attorneys if it's, you know, a car accident, things like that, asking me to interpret my handwriting on anything.
WebPT, the ultimate EMR for physical therapists, because it's more than just notes. Check them out at 866-221-1870 for a free demo or webpt.com/podcast. Absolutely. I completely agree with you. And I started playing around with Facebook ads by myself when we launched our product on Kickstarter to drive traffic. And I mean, you sit down and you're like, oh yeah, this seems intuitive. And 8 hours later, you're like Googling things and trying to figure it out. And it's incredibly complex.
It's tough. I'm thrilled I don't have to mess with it. Like I don't want to mess with it. I don't want to look at it. I just, you know, give me the reports. Let's talk numbers and strategy. And
but the beauty of it is
too much.
And which is huge in healthcare. And we talk about this, especially in physical therapy, is supporting everything with evidence. And you have so many metrics in Facebook. They track everything. And it's evidence-based business. You get to see your ROI, you get to see everything, what works, what doesn't, you get to do your A and B split testing. There shouldn't be any guesswork. It's whether it works or doesn't based on the metrics and the numbers. And if it doesn't, you move on and make some tweaks and change it versus just, oh yeah, I think this is going to work. I think this is good. You shouldn't advertise that way, right?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's just, you know, the thing is when most businesses, when they come on board with my agency, we live in this fast food society where we're used to getting results immediately. We're used to finding out immediately. We don't have any patience. Our attention spans are small. You know, all of these things are going on. But social media it takes time to really prove and find out what's going to work. And with something as in-depth as Facebook ads, I mean, we start working with our clients right away, you know, in Facebook ads. We don't even start showing or sharing reports until the third month because it's just, you know, there's so much testing that's going on. It's pointless for us to do that, you know, because it can be up one day and down the next. We don't know what's going to actually work until we really get a handle on the audience, what's working for them, what they're interested in, how we're going to reach them. You know, are we utilizing our email list to create audiences? Are we, you know, targeting correctly? There are so many different things, so many different variables to take into account. So it takes a long time to really find your niche. You know, Gary Vaynerchuk and VaynerMedia, they sign clients up for year contracts. They say, don't even talk to us, don't even expect reports from us before 9 months because we're just testing. A lot of things in social media, it just takes time, especially now because people are becoming inundated with marketing in social media. And so what takes, you know, what took just a couple of months to reach folks, you know, a couple of years back, it now takes twice as long. Now takes all sorts of, you know, entertainment to get in front of their faces. You know, we've got to establish trust and credibility. We've got to prove that we know what we're talking about. You know, we've got to do the dance, basically. And when I first got in social media back in 2010, it was not like this at all. You know, you didn't have to work anywhere near as hard to get in front of people. You didn't have to work anywhere near as hard to see that ROI. In addition, you didn't have to spend as much time staying educated on everything that's going on, and you could actually specialize in multiple social networks and be legitimate about saying, hey, I can rock all of these. Now you've got professionals who completely niche out because that's the only way they can stay on top of one social network. So you have people that, like John Loomer, who do nothing but talk about Facebook ads. He has Facebook ads courses. He consults. He does nothing but talk about Facebook ads because it's so in depth. And he was writing a blog a day for, like, I think it was a year and a half.
Wow.
Until his business blew up so much that he doesn't have to do that anymore. But there's that much content just on Facebook ads. There's that much, you know, that many updates just on Facebook ads. It's really, really in depth.
I think that those are such good points because people, I feel like, give up too soon.
Absolutely.
I get those comments all the time. Yeah, I ran a Facebook ad and I didn't get any hits, or I didn't get any patients, or I didn't get any this or that. I'm like, well, how long did you run it for? Oh, it was just one ad. It was like a day. I was like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, how do you determine any kind of campaign or any kind of value in anything you do in a day? It just doesn't happen. You invest in solid campaigns, you invest in whatever training you want to do, and then you let it go. And I'm glad you said that and brought those points up. So Facebook is definitely an important thing to get it in, at least ingrained in what you're doing. And if you're not, you're probably already behind. And a couple clarifications I wanted to make. We threw out some abbreviations that I don't know if everyone's listening understands. PPC is pay-per-click. So that's when, if you put an ad out, every time you get a click, Google will actually charge you per that click. And the more effective the ad is, the more clicks you have and the lower that cost will be. So that's the game you play in keywords and really optimizing your ads. And so that there's a lot of, like Anna was saying, a lot of intricacy that goes into designing these ads. It's not just putting up a picture that you like and some words. Every word needs to have meaning in terms of optimizing the, not just emotion, but optimizing how Facebook, Google, and all those companies build their algorithms to feature your ads. So Anna, you've mentioned several times your company. What is that company? And if our listeners want to get in touch with you and any one of your specialists to help their business, how can they do that?
They can reach us at archdigitalagency.com. And that is ARCH, Arch Digital Agency. And Arch is awesome. I launched it last October. I've actually been in business for myself since 2012, but I launched Arch last October, basically because, like I was just talking about, you know, last year I really saw social media becoming this very mature environment, and the social networks were going up so much that I could only take on very few clients and actually stay educated enough to remain a top professional in my field. So instead of niching out myself, which just sounded boring to me, I brought together several of my friends, several fellow professionals in the field that have been in the field for years, and we all collaborate with each other for the benefit of our clients. So our agency, I kind of, you know, took it from the viewpoint is if I walked into an agency and wanted to hire them or was interested in that, what would I want? And, you know, the first thing would be transparency. And the awesome thing about Arch is all the guys are online. You can check them out, check out what they're doing. You know, in addition, I think that social media marketing is huge. We have a heavy responsibility, you know, when you give the integrity of your brand to someone to take care of and to grow, that's a huge responsibility. And it's something that all of us really take seriously. So, you know, how we view our job and how we view the ethics that surround social media are all very similar. So it works fantastically.
Sounds good to me. And it's, like you said, it's a collaborative effort, right, between you and the people you take on and the vision that they gift to you. It's your job to deliver that to as many people as possible, but to the right people. It's not just delivering it to everybody and see what sticks. It's figuring out the target audience and really knowing how to direct the money and the necessary involvement. It's not just kind of throwing darts and seeing what sticks.
Oh, yeah. Everybody or everything is usually the sure way to fail at anything. especially with marketing. You can't be on all social networks. You can't target everyone. The more niched out you can be, the better.
Absolutely. Identify your target audience. Well, Anna, thanks so much. That's so much awesome advice. And like I said, I've been following you on Twitter, and you've provided some awesome articles for me to read and share. And your, was it Viral Chat, I think?
Yeah.
On Thursdays, I believe.
Yeah, that's so Post Planner does a weekly chat. Post Planner is a social media tool, scheduling tool. It's excellent. Would highly recommend it. And they started Viral Chat a couple weeks, well, actually a couple months now. Every Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern time.
Yep, it's a really cool chat. Check it out. I've hung out there a few times and watched, and I think I said something once and didn't get thrown out, so it was good. I've learned a lot, and it's a good crowd. It's very different. It's very different than the medical field. They're very, very open, very accepting. We seem to want to.
Oh, that is really different. Wow, it's different already.
Exactly.
Open and accepting. Wow, it's amazing to have that in the field.
Yes. Can you imagine that?
Where's the evidence?
Crazy. Evidence is in the metrics. ROI. Yeah. It's right there. Urs, any final closing thoughts, questions for Anna?
No, I mean, she answered a lot of my questions, and I actually just went to your website on my phone. It looks really, really nice and mobile. And I think I'm going to start reading your blog. I mean, I like the stuff that Hootsuite puts out, or even Shopify, because I use my e-commerce platform. And I think anyone who does marketing for a living, I mean, it was a great point. I think I can do this all myself. I'm a sole proprietor, and, you know, between like my clinic, my seminars, and all my products, I think I can do it all myself. But yeah, you know, why would I know anything about Facebook ads? It is super complex.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the thing is, you know, there is a massive amount of wealth out there for folks who really want to learn. And we're actually getting ready to put out a beginner Facebook ads course within the next month. But, you know, for people who really want to spend the time and learn, awesome. But I think more often than not, people are really going to start actually wading into Facebook ads and be like, you know what, maybe this is not, you know.
Maybe I should check out Arch Digital.
Well, the thing is, you know, when people contact me, when prospects contact me, they're contacting me because this is what we specialize in. You know, when you're a business owner, you should be focused on where your strengths are. You should be focused on what you do best. And if you do have the ability to do social media awesome on your own, fantastic. More props to you. There are definitely business owners who can handle it, you know, but if your time is better spent doing other things, then hire someone or at least talk to someone, you know, put your feelers out, see where you're out, see what, you know, works best for you. Because there's a ton of options. There are courses. I mean, lynda.com does courses. There's a lot of people out there who do courses. If you want to learn how to do it, you know, you can also just play around. If you're one of those types of people who, hey, you can learn on your own. But yeah, it's always, you know, the thing is, people want to jump into social media now, and kind of, Gene, like just what you're saying, it might be too late, you know, with Facebook. I wrote at the beginning of this year, you know, three things that you absolutely must do in 2015. And getting involved in social media was one of those. I think that businesses that jump in past 2015 are going to be underwater when it comes to what they're doing, because it's maturing and growing so quickly. I mean, we are professionals, and we're like swimming hard to stay on top, you know. In addition, there's just so much that's going to be changing. I mean, we've got live streaming now. You know, we're jumping into those those fields and having a blast. Business owners are starting to want to utilize those, you know, for their brands to educate, to spread that message. There's a lot of things that are really going to be exploding in this last quarter of 2015. So if you're on the edge with social media, make sure you jump off and get in. If you like, 2015 is the year. I won't start my rant, but
we should have started the rant in the beginning.
Well, you know, and this is definitely not just for my agency by any means, because there are a lot of incredible agencies out there. We are not for everybody, and everyone is not for us either. But you know, whether it's on a local level, whether there's a lot of local social media professionals, you know, in towns and cities, I mean, get in contact with them, like get involved in social media, because the further and further you are behind, the harder it's going to be for you to rise to the top. The more money you're going to spend, the more time it's going to take to invest. So
absolutely. I couldn't agree more. So if you're listening and you think you want to spend a little bit more money, or you want to focus on your word of mouth, you're already in the past. You want to future-proof your business, invest in social media and not just posting a picture once in a while. Either take the courses or hire a professional and let them at least give you a consultation on everything that you have set up. Healthcare, like Anna said, it's ripe for growth in social media. So take control of that, be one of the first, and trust me, you will be still some of the first in doing this. So if you have any questions, again, check out Anna. We'll put all her stuff up on our site. Anna, what was your personal blog and your personal page?
My personal website is annahendricks.com.
That's simple enough. And so
you'll find all of my blogs there. The archdigitalagency.com, that blog, we all take turns blogging. So you have a different specialist talking about a different topic every week. So there'll be a wide variety of content and topics there. And the Facebook ads one are great. So
check it out.
Check those out, Urson.
Yeah, Urson, get on it. Stop spamming me with your damn ads.
I was actually checking it out right as you guys were speaking. So that's really great.
So again, thank you for listening. Check us out at updocmedia.com. We appreciate all the comments and reviews, and especially all the emails that we've gotten over the last couple of weeks, all the congratulatory emails and encouragements for launching this new venture of ours. We've got the other podcasts, the intro episodes up. The future ones are coming soon, and we have a fairly daily to every couple of days a new blog post out dealing with business and financial stuff, success and things like that. So definitely check that out on updocmedia.com, and as always, leave us a review on iTunes. Those help us out a lot. We've gotten a lot over the last several weeks, so thank you so much for that. And we've got a lot of more cool stuff coming your way. Anna's been great. We wanted to kind of talk a little bit more about important things that are not necessarily always in the world of healthcare and physical therapy. So if you have any other ideas, anybody else, any other topics you want us to cover, definitely let us know. Email me at gene@updocmedia.com or on Twitter at Therapy Insiders or at the OMPT for Urson. So again, thank you for listening. We'll catch you next time.